Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pat Bostic joining us for 2 hours coming up at 7 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Quick tweet, Doran. The fans' negativity around the Steelers was created by you hosts on the Fan, Crowley. You've been more positive this year, but the culture has been created by the host of these shows the Yinzers listen to daily. That's a fact. Go back and listen to the last 2 years of shows. All right, so real quick, Steelers went 19-16 combined the last 2 years, which is decidedly average. They missed the playoffs 1 year. They made it the other year. They got their ass beat in the playoff game. What's different this year? They're undefeated.
Yep.
Hope that helps. Use the old noggin. All right. I don't like the Harbaughs. I like Jim more than John. I think Jim is more like Tomlin than he is like John. I think he is more a Mike Tomlin kind of head coach than a John Harbaugh head coach.
Why don't you like John?
Because he's a Raven head coach.
Oh, that's what, okay.
He got a stupid face. I didn't like Brian Billick
Jim
either.
Jim has a stupider face than John.
Twitter poll. Who's got a stupider face? Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh? They could not look more like brothers, though.
They look, I guess.
And they look just like their dad.
Yes.
Like, they didn't have to go all paternity test. What's that show? We used to watch back in the day when we were sick home from school.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer.
Oh.
They didn't have, you are not the father. Yeah, the blood test could say you're not the father. You're the dad. But the reason why I think Harbaugh and Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh and Tomlin are more similar than Jim and John is because of things like this.
What about his coaching style? What about his kind of like teaching philosophy lends itself to such good like running production?
He's just a great coach. I mean, one of the best I've ever been around. You know, like Moses, I'm gonna die leaning on my staff. Greg Roman, Jesse Minner, Ryan Fick and those coordinators are, you know, in my opinion, some of the best in the business.
Like Moses, I'm going to die on my staff.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin on Tuesday.
You know, I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
They're both certifiably insane.
I see what you're...
You know what I mean?
I never really realized that. That's funny.
It makes... It's fun.
Yeah, they're characters.
They are. Thank you.
They're characters, but they're head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jim Harbaugh is definitely a character. Like, even in college. I mean, I told you a story, and Delanie Walker told me that they went out to practice one day, and there was a quarterback warming up in full pads, and it was Harbaugh, and he played scout team quarterback, and it was live. He was their coach.
That's insane. Like, he'll wear gloves.
Yes.
And he'll run routes. And he'll wear his khaki shorts, his khaki pants, all the way up to, like, his nipples. And I always thought that kind of stuff, you know, only really resonates in college, but you can't argue with his success.
No.
I don't think he's ever had a losing season. I'd have to go back and look just to make sure, but he went to a Super Bowl, went to another NFC championship, then he goes to college, wins a national championship. Jim Harbaugh is a hell of a freaking coach.
Stanford,
he did there.
As a player?
You don't win at Stanford. As a player, so he commands respect.
I mean,
he came up here in a playoff game, darn near beat the Steelers.
I don't think anybody has the resume that he has. Ever?
If he wins a Super Bowl, and he was close.
Very close. Loses to his brother.
Loses to his brother, which that stung at the time because I didn't want to see the Ravens win a championship. If he wins a Super Bowl, like, that doesn't happen. Like, It happened for Pete Carroll. And they're kind of cut from the same cloth, I think. Pete Carroll
wasn't a player, though.
Right? That's the difference. And Pete Carroll's looked at as a player's coach.
Yes.
And like when they drafted DK Metcalf, and DK Metcalf's walking around with his 47 abs, and then there's Pete Carroll. Let me take my shirt off. Yeah. I'll show you what I got going on. That's kind of a Jim Harbaugh thing. I think Harbaugh's a heck of a football coach. But the shtick, I don't even think is shtick. And like Tomlin, I don't think it's a shtick. I think the way he talks to the media, you know, he might package it a little bit different for his team, but you'll hear his teammates, or his players, I should say, parrot, repeat, ditto, all the things that Tomlin says throughout the week. It takes all kinds in the NFL. I just think these guys this week in particular, like I want Tomlin to drop something at postgame. I want to hear Harbaugh drop something at halftime, and because I think they're great for the game. I do. I'm happy Jim's back in the NFL.
Me too.
And he ran away from that Michigan situation.
Which, yeah, well, it was bad.
Someone texted in Maury Povich. Didn't Jerry Springer just recently die?
I think so.
R.I.P.
From Cincinnati.
Someone said, Maury Povich, not Springer, you dunce. Now, they both did that. I thought Springer did the same thing. But he didn't go, you are not the father.
Right, no. That was just more like he was a mediator.
I had someone I went to college with and worked at WVU News with, who worked on the Jerry Springer show for like a decade.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what she did, but I'm sure she's got some stories.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Like, we saw what went out over the air. I can only imagine.
How about how sick we are as just Americans? That we just, you know, if you're home during that time of day, like, we're watching Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. It was like WWE.
And they just beat the hell out of each other on stage.
I mean, it was scripted.
Yes.
But, like, we didn't think that it was. We thought it was real. Like, crazy. What are we doing? Wasting time.
What are we doing? Just a sick world we're living in.
Sick.
Sick people.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.